Did you know it is super beneficial to teach your kids at a young age how to write creatively? I'm here with Erin Shaw on Momstown 365 with your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome, Erin, to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited to have you here. You are a writer and educator based in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And you've been teaching online writing to kids.
I have.
I love that. So why don't you tell me about your book, Wordplay?
I will. Yes. Wordplay is a new workbook and activity book that I have created. It's a creative writing practice for kids, grades 3 through 5. And basically during quarantine, I was teaching writing classes to, we should probably tell your listeners that I have a 3-month-old puppy on my lap. So
adorable.
We might hear something from her too. During quarantine, I was teaching writing classes for kids on Zoom, which was super challenging, but fun. And after that experience, I decided that rather than trying to, you know, fill a million classrooms, I could reach more kids by just creating a workbook that came from my classes. And so this is the first one, hopefully of many.
Okay, so just out of curiosity, you're very specific, grades 3 to 5.
Yes, those are the ages that I think are most conducive to starting creative writing. If you start with first and second grade, kids are still sort of learning to read, and they're not ready to sort of write independently on their own. And I wanted to create a workbook that basically they could do without mom and dad's help, or grandma, or whomever is their primary caregiver, where they could basically take this workbook into their room or into their workstation, wherever their play area, and they could create these stories independently on their own without needing much assistance from their parents. I think by middle school, these sorts of activities start to feel a little bit kiddish, so there's kind of that sweet spot between 3rd and 5th grade where I feel like it's the perfect time to get going.
Okay, so what would you think... Well, maybe tell me, what is your experience having taught the children the benefits that they get out of this class?
Yeah, so I've been working with children in many capacities for more than a decade. I worked as a nanny for many years in my 20s. I have a business that does entertainment for children's birthday parties in New York City that I, you know, still run today, that I ran when I was living there. And then I moved more into the education and the teaching sphere. And what I learned is that by teaching, I taught music as well. And so any sort of creative teaching and learning for children, I think, promotes emotional intelligence and communication skills, which we all know are things that we as adults need going into the real world. And so for me, it's really important to start as young as possible teaching those skills to children. So as they're moving into their tween years, their teen years, into, you know, high school, college, into adulthood, that these skills become innate and make them better humans as they're going out into the world.
Okay, so speaking to emotional intelligence,
yes,
what does that look like in a 3rd, 4th, 5th grader?
Great question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think that at that age, children are wrestling with a lot of, like, feelings of fitting in, wanting to make friends, wanting to feel cool, I think social pressure might be too intense of a term, but kind of like a flavor of that. And so I think that oftentimes it's really hard for them to just express their feelings without feeling like they're not cool, right? Like, no kid wants to cry in school, but every kid's going to have a moment in school where they want to cry. And so if you can use your artistic outlets to sort of process through those emotions, you're not stuffing them down. You're able to express them rather than repress them. So for me, creative writing is just another tool to be able to do that.
So almost like when kids would draw pictures,
mm-hmm.
and you'd go, oh my gosh, what's going on at home?
Right. Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Would that be kind of the same thing in story writing?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that, you know, it can be valuable for sometimes kids don't necessarily want to share exactly what they're feeling to their support system, right? Like, maybe they're embarrassed that they're being picked on at school and they don't want to tell their mom or dad or their nanny or whomever, but maybe they'll write a story about it. And then through that writing, it kind of clues in their parent or their caregiver that, hey, something's going on with this child and now I need to pay a little bit more attention to it.
I have a funny story. When my youngest daughter was in kindergarten,
they had the kids write some little note about, you know, why do you love your mom? And my daughter wrote, my mom is this and that and all this. She's so nice to me, except that one time.
Did you get a call?
Oh, my gosh. When I got to school to pick her up, the teacher and the teacher's aide came up to me and they're like, what'd you do?
What was that one time?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So who knows?
Right.
Whatever. I don't have any clue.
You probably just said, like, please eat your broccoli. And she was like, right. Ugh, the worst.
I know. That would fit. Even with her today.
Yeah.
So what have you noticed out of your students? A hidden gem of a true talent?
Yes, I have. So it's really interesting. I had three different writing courses that I taught during the quarantine time of late 2020, kind of into early 2021. The first was just a basic playwriting class. So we started with learning how to write a play, and then we moved to writing a mystery, and then we moved to writing fantasy, fairy tales, and sci-fi stories. So those are some of the books that are coming in the wordplay, you know, genre. I want to do mystery writing probably next, and then coming into fantasy fairy tale and just teaching them different fun ways to play with creativity. But there are definitely students who you can tell are avid readers, and those kids I have noticed are pretty good writers because they're just so exposed to, you know, fiction writing and creative writing that it's already sort of in their brain.
So I have a question about that. Yeah. So I'm a nonfiction writer, but I've always wanted to be a novelist.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there's got to be some kind of special part of my brain that would have to kick in, because I'm an avid reader.
Yeah.
I love...
Are you a reader of fiction or nonfiction or both?
I'm fiction.
No judgment.
No. I definitely dabble in both, but my break time... is fiction.
Sure. Because you write the nonfiction.
I write nonfiction.
Got it. Yeah. Sure.
And I tell people what to do all the time. So I just wonder if there's a way for even an adult with the crusty neural pathways in my brain
to get into creative writing.
Like, I'm like, maybe I should just
that's
do
for you.
A few
you can
exercises.
Do it. You can have that workbook, and yeah, you should. Well, I would say I'm a novelist, you know, primarily, and a screenwriter. So fiction writing is where I'm at home. Nonfiction writing, I've, you know, worked in journalism and stuff, and I do that as well. It's not as much fun for me. Like, when I'm fiction writing, the hours disappear.
Oh, that's
when
awesome.
When I'm nonfiction writing, it's I can get into a flow with it, but sometimes it still feels like work. But I do think that maybe there's a, whether it's the fiction or nonfiction side of the spectrum where you feel most at home, that there are ways to sort of cross over and, like, try, you know, different techniques. So I would encourage you to flip through this and see if maybe there's a way to translate some of these games and exercises into a more adult-friendly, you know, kind of space where you could practice them. Because I think a lot of it is really about not judging and monitoring ourselves. I think... especially if you're in the nonfiction space, you're so used to facts and evidence. And I'm sure, like, whether it's anecdotal or scientific, like, you've got, there's a system there, right?
It's a formula.
There's a formula, exactly.
Yeah.
But with nonfiction writing, so often it's just letting that creativity flow and not being judgmental of your own voice as you're writing. And I struggle with this, and I've been writing fiction for almost 10 years, where you kind of have to just let it flow and then tighten it up later. And that's really hard as adults to do that.
So. Of course. So yeah. Erin, how can people find you and more about your work and all the other Jane of the trades that you enact on?
I'm on the interweb, Mary. It's erin-shaw.com is my website. All my books are available there. And Wordplay is currently available on Amazon.
Awesome. Well, it's been great having you on Momstown 365.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
I would love to have you come back, because
love
I know
it.
You are a plethora of information in so many different areas that kind of blend together.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Okay, yeah. Everybody, go to erin-shaw.com. You've been listening to Momstown 365.